Today's topic is the use of elementary matrices for the computation of matrix factorizations. Essentially, the two main factorizations we have introduced last time, LU and QR. We have already seen that in the first case, the LU factorization can be computed recursively, following the same idea of the proof of it, of its existence. Anyway, we need a proof for the existence of the second factorization, which exists for any matrix. And we can see, we can find this result just by means of elementary matrices. The definition of elementary it is simple. We call E an elementary matrix, that is a matrix made in this way. The identity matrix minus sigma, a number, a real number. I think I check. Generally, we can set no, it can be complex. A complex number multiplied by a vector, a column vector U, and a row vector V to the H. What is this matrix? This is a matrix, you know, is a rank 1 matrix, this matrix. So in some sense, an elementary matrix, is a poor matrix. It is the identity to which a rank 1 matrix is subtracted. These matrices have a lot of properties. They are simple and they have a lot of properties. The two main properties are summarized by the first theorem you find, which says that sigma VH U is different from 1, then E is non-singular and its inverse is elementary 2. So the set of elementary matrices or invertible or non-singular elementary matrices is closed under inverse. Okay. The proof is this.
It is an algebraic check over the product of E I minus sigma U V to the H multiplied by another elementary matrix. I must add to the thesis the fact that the inverse is elementary with the same vectors
U and V. That is, the inverse that I am writing here is of the type tau, another complex number, by U V to the H, which are the same vectors. So I am searching an elementary matrix of this type such that the product is equal to the identity matrix. I obtain immediately I by I minus sigma plus tau U by V to the H, and the last term is plus sigma tau U V H U V H. We can say observe that the product V to the H by U is a number, is a scalar, so we can extract the matrix, the rank one matrix U V to the H, to the left or to the right, it's the same thing, because it is multiplied by this number minus sigma plus tau and plus sigma by tau by V H E. At the right hand side, the zero metric is left. In order to satisfy this equation, since U by V to the H is different from zero, it is a non-zero rank, rank one matrix, this number must be zero. What am I doing? I am searching the number tau. So from this equation, I can write the equation in various ways. I can write tau multiplied by one plus sigma by scalar product equal to what is left? Sigma. So tau can be must be chosen as sigma divided by sigma sigma the scalar product minus 1. So the condition for non-singularity, as stated by the theorem, is sigma VHU different from 1. In this case, tau has to be chosen in this way, but with this formula, and we have the inverse of E, that is a matrix of the same type. This condition, this equation can be written also as if we divide by by sigma tau, I am verifying yes, by this both members by sigma tau, and you obtain another formula more expressive. We have multiplying both members by one of sigma tau, we have minus 1 over sigma plus the scalar product equal to 1 over tau. And from this, finally, this last formula, we remember this formula. It's equivalent of this other. Well, why these matrices are so useful? Because I can use them to transform an arbitrary vector into another arbitrary vector. That is, under reasonable assumptions, if I have assigned two vectors, x and y, I can find some e such that x is brought to y with some assumption, but very mild assumptions. And possibly, this is also important, an invertible and a singular elementary matrix. Why this is possible? Because I write a generic elementary matrix,
and I see how can I do to obtain y from x. I multiply the identity by x minus and so on. Also, in this case, as before, I realize that inside this expression there is a scalar product, and this can be exploited by changing the position, by treating this scalar product as a number, as it is. So, I can write that from this sigma u must be equal to the inverse of the scalar product v to the h x by multiplied by x minus epsilon. To write, in order to correctly write this, I need the assumption, this is the first assumption, that this scalar product must be different from zero. So to clear all, x is given, y is given, they are assigned. I can freely choose v under this condition. V cannot be orthogonal to x. Moreover, when I have chosen v in this way, sigma by u must be equal to v vector. So I have constructed, I found a particular matrix E, which makes this. For invertibility, the condition was, we have found just a few minutes ago, the condition was that sigma by the scalar product must be different from 1. I can check this condition by using the vector sigma u that I found here. I substitute and obtain y by on the left v to the h. Okay. I make the product and I have v to the h, x over itself minus the scalar product of v and y. The first term makes 1, and the second is the scalar product, and the condition for invertibility was this. This quantity must be different from 1. That is, I simplify one, the condition for non-singularity is V to the H y different from zero. Summarizing, the two conditions are two scalar products different from zero, that is, V must be chosen in according to these conditions, and the formula that allows me to construct E is this. That's all I must remember in order to construct E. Well, what would be the use I can make of these matrices in order to compute factorizations? Probably you guess what is the use, especially if you already know these matrices. If I pick the matrix to factorize, consider for the moment the LU factorization, and U construct an elementary matrix E such that E by X, where now X is the first column of A. We have just seen that it is possible to find, in some way, in various ways, I can say, matrices of this type such that they bring X in another vector, say, X sub 1 by E sub 1. That is how his name is vector. This vector it has this form. E sub 1 is the first vector of the canonical basis. Well, if I construct an elementary matrix which satisfies this condition, this product takes another matrix which has as first column a column with zero entries under the main diagonal. That is a matrix which has the shape that has to be taken by the first matrix of the Gauss elimination procedure. I can do this again, if it is possible. We have not mentioned the condition for the invertibility, that is a very important aspect, but if I can do this again a sufficient number of times, by means of suitable elementary matrices, I will obtain at last a matrix which will have the U form, triangular, upper triangular form. write better all this,
E1, the first matrix I have just described,
forward by
other elemental matrices, all multiplied in sequence by A, the final matrix is a U matrix after the triangular. This is a lower triangular, and under the assumptions for non-singularity, the product of n minus 1 non-singular matrices, so it can be written as the inverse of a suitable and lower triangular matrix L.
The conclusion is that in this way I have found an L factorization of A. Okay.
That is unique, you know. A similar procedure can be defined in order to find the QR factorization. Before we say a little more about the properties of the elementary matrices which performs this factorization, I mean the matrices E, just of the type that is needed in Gaussian elimination, in LU factorization, that is those matrices which transforms, as I told before, X in X sub 1, E sub 1. They are called Gauss elementary matrices. What I have to check, to verify, following the conditions we have stated before. Well, in this case, the the matrix The elementary matrix I am constructing is defined choosing V equal to E minus sub 1. I choose V in this way. I have to find sigma U so that it transforms X in this vector. So Y, vector Y, is in this case this vector. Well, the conditions for existence and invertibility
what say? They say that,
remember, the two scalar products,
these two scalar products, must be different from zero, both. Well, the first is choose the value a sub 1 x, the first entry of x, x sub 1. The second y is chosen in this way. So we have again x sub 1. So for existence and non-singularity, I need that x sub 1 is different, is non-zero. We find the well-known condition that this number, the so-called pivot of the first stage of Gaussian elimination, the first pivot must be different from zero. We have found this well-known fact in terms of elementary matrices. So, the matrix E can now be constructed because I find yes, that sigma U is equal to the general formula was 1 over the scalar product by x minus y was this. In this case, this is x sub 1, this is x, and this is E sub 1 by E sub 1. So this vector is, the first entry is X sub 1 minus X sub 1, 0. The other entries are simply the corresponding entries of X divided by X sub 1. So the last x sub n over x sub 1. This is sigma u. The Wool matrix, so, is made in this way. The identity matrix, all ones in the diagonal positions, minus this matrix, in which way it is made. This matrix is a rank 1 matrix. The first vector sigma u is this, the second, see the second vector in this position, is 1, 0, 0, 0, 0. When you multiply, you obtain a matrix with all zeros except for the first column, which is equal to sigma u.
from the first vector.
So we subtract from identity this matrix, and you obtain the elementary, the generic, the first, I say better, elementary Gauss matrix. Lower triangular, all ones all along the main diagonal, all zeros in these positions. These entries of the form minus x sub I over x sub 1, you recognize that they are the coefficients of the linear combinations of the first stage of the Gaussian elimination. So we find inside the Gauss elementary matrices the numbers that we use when we perform the Gauss method. If we want, we can say a few more details regarding the inverse of these matrices, of these matrices in particular. The inverse, we know that the inverse exists and that it is on the same type with tau instead of sigma. Which is the value of tau? We remember the yes, the last way in which we have written the condition, the equation for computing tau, that was this. In our case, V is E sub 1. We have just seen that sigma u and also u has a zero in the first position. So when we perform this product, we find what value? Zero. So we find that zero is equal to this, and we find that the inverse of tau is the opposite of the inverse of sigma. That is the same thing that tau is minus sigma. So, if you recover this property, the structure properties of E, we conclude that the inverse has this form. So the only change that we have to make over E in order to find its inverse is a change of sign regarding these terms, that is regarding the first column, the part of the first column under the main diagonal. Same numbers with the changed sign. with the sign changed from minus to plus. So concluding, I remarked that the notation used in the book is instead we have written here in this way, defined for Gauss, the elementary matrix that appears in the first stage is called M. And these entries, the coefficients of the first linear combinations, have been called with the letter, the small letter M. Well, two indices to remark that we are computing the first transformed matrix of the Gaussian elimination method, that is the matrix which is usually called a super 2. So, if we put together all the elementary matrices and call vector M as M sub 1, so that M sub 2 will be matrix with the second column, an elementary Gauss matrix with the second column containing the coefficients M 3, 1, minus M, 4, 3, 2, sorry, M, M, 2, the last. I was saying, you put together in the right order, all these we go up to, in general, n minus 1 to find final matrix U. So, using the inverses of these matrices, that they all exist, we have the inverses in reversed order, we call this matrix L, is a matrix of L type, that is, it has entries equal to 1 along the main diagonal. Another last property, L, it can be
Can we prove it easily? Besides being a matrix of alt pi,
its entries in the lower triangular part are exactly m same numbers m sub I j. We have already seen that inside these inverses there are the opposite of the previous coefficient. In the multiplication, they don't sum each to the other. There are many zeros. So in the product, only one term is left in this part. That is exactly the coefficient of the Gaussian elimination with the same indices. Row I and stage or column is the same thing of the Gaussian procedure. We have we saw about conditioning, but also about stability, in particular about stability, that it is in connection with the growth of computed elements. In this case, the computed elements are the M, E, J's. If the M sub A, I, J grows, we have poor stability. But these numbers we have seen in the first stage when J is equal to 1 have before x e over x sub I over x sub 1. So the stability may be poor when? When x sub 1, that is the pivot, is small. So also from this point of view, the point of view of elementary matrices, we find again that small pivots mean generally poor stability, lack of stability. We will see that this kind of inconvenience cannot occur in QR factorization. Okay, we break for 10 minutes as usual, okay?